We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
I want to read you a few verses in the fourth chapter of Genesis. Now, this sounds like current literature. It's a picture, exact picture, of what's happening in the world today. I want you to notice it. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I've gotten a man from the Lord. Now, here she said, the Lord gave me this baby. See? You know how many mothers have said that to me? Talk about human nature changing. It had many changes then. See? The Lord gave me this baby. See? All over the world, I've had mothers with light in their eye you never saw on land and sea make that expression. And I think all real Christian people accept their children like that. They're all real born-again, saved people. So God had promised Eve that the seed of the woman should bruise the serpent's head. That's the promise God made to her. There she was now, definite and clear. All right. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. Now notice carefully. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought the fruit of the ground, an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstling of his flock, and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance failed. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? If thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. Literally, it's a more idea of a sin offering. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over it. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And the Lord said to Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? He said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? Thy voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me. Now thou art cursed from the earth, and hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy land, and so forth and on. And the curse was on him. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not be henceforth yield unto thee. Her strength, a fugitive and a vagabond, shall there be on earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out of the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. And the Lord said unto him, Therefore, whosoever saith Cain, vengeance shall be mine unto him, or sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark on Cain, lest any man find him should kill him. Now let's notice something. When Adam and Eve sinned, why did they sin? Well, there were just two ways, man's way and God's way. Now, the devil influenced man his way, and the Spirit of God pulls men God's way, see. But the final decision is on man. When he made man, he made a perfect man. Now, man wouldn't be a perfect man if he didn't have a free will. So, when God made a perfect man, that man had a free will, and the man had the power of choice. He could go God's way or go his own way. So, Adam and Eve went out of God's way into their own way. Now, that's where it started. God had a plan. All right, now what happened? After Adam and Eve sinned, now you get this clear, God Almighty didn't send them out clothed with fig leaves. He sent them out clothed with the skins of animals. And Adam and Eve knew about the atonement. They knew that they'd bring their offerings to God. They understood the shedding of blood. There's no question about that. God never has left man in this world without some light or some idea. At one time, the whole human race had the knowledge of God. Now, here's Cain and Abel that come along together. Cain, the first one. Abel, the second one. Now, what happened to those fellows? Well, they represent today two classes of people in the religious world. Cain said, I've worked hard. I've farmed. I've cultivated my orchards. I have this fruit here. And I'll take this fruit and offer it to God. But that was not God's way. So Cain chose his way, Cain's way instead of God's way. And he presented that to God. Now, wait a minute. God won't accept what you present unless it's in line with his plan. You can't figure that out now, see. Anything you do in the name of the Lord, if it's just to give a cup of cold water, you have a reward. But what you do and offer to God is a claim on God for a blessing from God and acceptance from God. God Almighty won't take it. He won't stand it. See? Now, God has one definite, clear plan set forth in the Bible. Here it is. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. Now, that's a clear, definite statement. In other words, it was necessary for Jesus Christ to shed his blood on the cross to save sinners. That's God's way. Now, you say, well, I don't believe in the slaughterhouse religion. All right, take your way. That's all right. They're doing that all over the country. You've got modernistic preachers doing it. You've got folks compromising with modernistic preachers doing it. All right, go ahead. In America, you have a freedom of choice. Nobody's going to stop you. And you're not going to be persecuted for it. Now, wait just a minute. You're not going to be persecuted for it. I have never known in my lifetime any man of God, Orthodox Bible-believing Christians, that ever persecuted anybody because he had his own religion. Well, you don't persecute people for that. I never have known that in my life. The people that are lied about and slandered and misrepresented and persecuted and hated are people who accept God's plan. What was God's plan? Well, God didn't accept Cain's plan. Evidently, Cain knew. But he said, why haven't I arrived? I don't herd sheep. I'm running a farm here. I have an orchard. I'll offer this to God. I've worked hard. And all right, I'll give it to God now. He can take it, leave it. And God said, I won't take it. It's not my way. Now, Abel come for the lamb, see, to offer to God. And God accepted. Now, what happened? Following this, Cain hated Abel. Now, why did he hate him? Because he chose God's plan. He said, don't be surprised if the world hates you, our Lord said. Don't let that surprise you. You can't expect the world not to hate you. It always has hated. It's hated me. Oh, yes, they don't hate your personality exactly, but they hate what you are and what you do. It's hatred against the plan of God's redemption. All right, now take an illustration out here, I think, about this morning. Take Bob Jones University here. Now, you've got in this country today educators that know about Bob Jones University's educational standards. They know it year after year in South Carolina. The record made by our students on national teacher examination has been outstanding. They know that. They know it. Our young folks that teach are outstanding in their field of service. They know that. All over America, they want the teachers. But they want the teachers as teachers, see? Now, wait a minute. They know out here at this school, we have an art gallery. And they say, well, I like art. Great many people do that, you know. You don't have to be a Christian to appreciate art. You just like art. You have an eye that God gave you for beauty, see? All right, so people like that. The business people in this country, bankers and all of them, are friendly to us and appreciate the business efficiency of this school. And folks around here, glad we have students around here that don't go in and steal up goods and go into the watermelon patch and do a lot of things like that. They say, well, as a whole, they're nice folks out there, those people. They're not going down here tying up the town, breaking up property, and they don't want their property broken up, and they don't want people around to destroy things. So they respect you, see. They respect you. But men do not respect in their hearts. They may respect you, but there's an innate hatred in the heart of man against God's plan. Now, what's the matter out here? Well, Bob Jones University won't compromise. Bob Jones University says we accept God's plan. What is God's plan? It's a Bible plan. It's a plan of blood. Christ died for our sins according to Scripture. He rose from the dead. We won't compromise that. We won't say one religion is good as another. We can't say that because it isn't so. Now, man's way is always to fix religion up in a way to make it acceptable to the world, see? That's the way he does. Dock it up, dress it up, fix it up. You can't fix the religion of the Bible like that. You can't beautify the cross. You can put it on a building and light up with electricity. You can do all sorts of things, but that old rugged cross is still an old rugged cross. And the old rugged cross is a sign of what God Almighty had to do to keep man out of hell. A man comes along and preaches that, stands for that. It's opposition. People will take the byproducts of Christianity, see. They take the byproducts. They like the fellow to be honest and pay his debts. They like this and they like that. The byproducts. But it comes down to real old-time Bible religion. Man naturally hates that sort of thing because it slaps him in the face. It says, you can't save yourself. You're a miserable sinner. You're lost. Nothing you can do. You'll take it God's way or leave it. Now, what happened? As soon as God accepted Abel's offering, Cain hated his brother. Now, there were two brothers. Both of them could have brought the same offering. If Cain had done what God told him to do and what Abel did, instead of doing what he wanted to do and push it off on God and make God take it whether he wanted to take it or not, if Cain had brought his lamb, gone over and said, Abel, I want to offer a lamb. You know, I have an orchard around here, and I raise fruit and such as that, and products of the soil. You can go and get any of my fruits you want to, and have any of my stuff you like, and be so glad to do it. He didn't do it. He said, my mind's as good as Abel's. Don't care what he can do. Go and take what he wants and offer it to God. I'll offer what I want. He'd take it and leave it, and God left it, see. But God didn't leave Abel's. He's accepted Abel. Now, there's a battle line drawn right there. The battle lines in America today drawn, definitely, clearly. You can't step over that line. You can't walk across that line to a man who doesn't believe in the blood of Jesus Christ, who doesn't believe that the blood had to be shed to save people. You can't step over that line. It's not enough to say he believes in the divinity of Christ, or even the deity of Christ. Now, get that clear. If he goes over on that side and joins in with these fellows that don't believe in the bloody gospel and the fountain filled with blood and all that kind of business, anybody does that now, is stepping over to the enemy's camp. And he only makes friends because he goes over to the enemy's camp, not because the enemy camp goes over to him. Now, that's the way the thing goes. Jesus said, don't be surprised if they hate you. The world's against that thing, always has been against it. What's the matter of the world today? It's going its way, man's way instead of God's way. Many, many religions in the world, but every religion on this earth that isn't Christian has in it inherently an idea that man is sufficient to save himself, and he's got a right to his own religion. Now, you have an American right. Don't misunderstand me. It's freedom of worship. Do as you please. Offer anything you want to offer to God as far as the government's concerned. But there's a line drawn between God's way and man's way. And the world's going man's way, and that accounts for the flood. That accounts for the destruction. That counts for the sorrow. That counts for the war. It counts for everything in the world. Now, go back and read the first chapters of Genesis, and you'll read current literature. Now, remember now, it was man's way, that caused the first murder. It was man's way that made Cain hate his brother. Now, remember, it was man's way that's left the world in sin. Now, God's way never did. You never saw a born-again Christian trusting the blood of Christ that ever hated sinners. They don't hate sinners. But the sinners hate saints. Now, remember that now. No saint hates a sinner. But all sinners inherently, in their heart, resent with Christianity in the blood of Jesus Christ because they want to be sufficient. They say, he thinks he's better than anybody. He thinks this, you know. He thinks I'm going to hell just because I do so-and-so, you see. That's the way they talk. Now, it's a hatred in the hearts of man that's been handed down generation after generation against God's plan of redemption. Now, Bob Jones University chooses deliberately to take God's side in the battle. We stand on God's side, without the shedding of blood, no remission. Whatever the Bible says is so. We are for the Abel offering. We are for all those things that stand. Let the consequences be what they may. We're not going to make up at the expense of any kind of a compromise of any of these principles. And that's where we stand out here. Now, you good old Orthodox Bible-believing saints of God, white or black, rich or poor, high and low, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And in your heart, and in our heart out here, there's a fellowship all around the world. I've seen saints of God under flags, many, many flags. I've seen white ones and black ones and yellow ones and red ones and educated and uneducated around the world. And when you hit this note, the hearts of the saints respond. And when you hit this note, it's discordant in the heart of a sinner. Because man naturally hates God and God's plan of redemption. Our Heavenly Father, help us to be faithful and true in all things and keep us near thyself. May we be faithful this day in every little detail. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.